We're gonna try this and see what transpires. A bunch of different styles to fill our desires. It's gonna be super fun and full of wit. Robert Bacon is the host and he's full of it. We're gonna try it. After we like it, maybe we'll try it again. Maybe not the podcast.
Welcome to Try This Podcast, the podcast where every week we have on a comedian and we do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. This week, our guest is Ian Deans. Ian is an actor, improviser, and comedian, and he had a lot of different topics that he wanted to talk about on the podcast. So we just settled on him having his own show where we could openly talk about these subjects, and it kind of turned into this like life coaching between the two of us where we got to check in with each other and bounce off creative ideas and topics off each other. So I just decided to call this episode Checkup because it was kind of like an emotional checkup between the two of us. I hope you guys like it. Enjoy.
Oh, welcome to Ian Voltaire Deans' podcast with special guests. Robert, I don't know his middle name. Bacon.
Andrew.
Andrew's your middle name?
I'm Bob Drew Bacon.
Bob Drew Bacon. Yo, shut the fuck up! That's hysterical.
A lot of people ask, and my dad is also Robert Bacon. So a lot of people are like, "Are you a junior or are you a second?" And a lot of people don't know this. In order to be a junior or a second, you need to have the same middle name as your dad.
Okay.
My dad has a different middle name. So.
Huh. I did not know that was like the rule for junior, senior.
There you go.
Okay.
That's it.
Cool.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. Thanks for letting me into your house. letting me use your washroom, drink your water, meet your cat, and use all of your equipment to set up my podcast and then host it on your podcast. I really appreciate that.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. It's real nice.
That's how we do it. Hey, you wanted to do your own podcast.
Dude, I totally want to do my own podcast.
Yeah, where you just talk to buddies, right?
I want to talk to buddies. We're gonna go over failed ideas and like talk about some real shit. Namely, what does it mean to be an artist and like why our relationship's so confusing?
It is. And we were talking before we started, and it should have been recording, about how I was telling you about like how I was thinking about New York or LA.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it, just looking into it, just kind of doing some research, you know?
Yeah.
Because I've been here 6 years. And I feel like everybody kind of gets, Chicago's fantastic. That's the only problem. I mean, I would have left a long time ago if I didn't love Chicago.
It's a great place. Because
it is the best city.
Because no one's getting paid, everyone does it, like, because they want to.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, this is why I don't like, sometimes that leads to jadedness and bitterness, and it no longer becomes about fun, it either becomes about the end result, or I don't care anymore because I'm tired of getting hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens here.
And it fucking sucks sometimes. I don't know, man. I think there's got to be like, you have to have a goal that doesn't pertain to the business aspect of your art. Mm-hmm. What's the most fun you could possibly have?
For me?
For you.
Oh, man. On stage.
On stage.
On stage is like where I have the most fun.
Without a doubt. Like, when I have to ask myself, like, is this what I really want? Is this what I'm, you know, not getting, like cutting away hours from my job to do a show for 2 to 3 months, 4 hours a week plus tech plus shows, and getting paid for 2 hours of work to get $100 or $75 for that entire time? Is that, is it worth it? And it's like, no. But I love it.
That's the reason why you do it. Because I'd be doing it. I'm doing it for free. Yeah. Speaking of which, have you ever dabbled in stand-up?
Yes.
Ever done some stand-up?
I've done one stand-up show.
Oh, boy.
And like,
how'd it go?
Dude, so do you remember Jamie Campbell?
Yes.
Comedy sports guy.
Yep.
He's like, you know, if you want to do stand-up, this is what you got to do. You have to schedule a date when you're going to show up. And you're just going to show up. And you have all the way up from when you signed up to when that is to get material ready. If you don't get material ready, You just got to still go up on stage and bomb, and they'll teach you.
Yeah.
To. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to do that. Like, sign me up for 2 weeks from now. I'm going to do this. Okay.
Yeah.
About 4 hours before before I had that show, I was like, fuck, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? I was like looking through notes.
Uh-huh.
And the compliment I got from a buddy of mine who had been doing stand-up for a while was like, you moved across the stage a lot. I was like, oh, cool.
Hey, dude, that's improv, stand-up, acting. I feel like it's a thing where, like, you need to fail, and you need to fail a lot to get good at it.
That's the only way.
Like, very few times have I seen a brand new improviser do well. And like,
have you seen one do well that's brand new?
A scene, maybe.
It's like
one good scene.
Because they don't have the critiques, or because they don't know what's good or bad, and they're just doing it.
Yeah.
That's like a 1 out of 10 chance. The 10th scene, they're gonna get it.
If you're doing well, if you're brand new, you're getting 1 out of 10.
Yeah, yeah.
I was hitting like 1 out of 20, maybe.
Dude, I think about some of the dumb shit I did when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, was I that guy? Fuck.
Yeah, dude.
I was an idiot.
Yeah, dude. I made also these mistakes of like judging other people in class, like where you're sitting there watching them and being like, this person's not very good. Not saying anything necessarily, but also just being like, who the hell are you to be judging anybody? You don't even what's going on. And then I was like, oh, I was that person. It's just a normal human reaction.
Without a doubt. Like,
so that's when I make sure when I coach teams, I'm like, hey, just so everybody knows, don't worry about other people.
Yep.
Don't worry about judging other people. Yep. Don't try to worry about fixing other people. Focus on yourself. Focus on making the team better, because you don't know what you're doing. And then when you get older, you're going to be like, wow, it's true.
Yeah.
I try to tell them so they don't make the same mistakes that I did.
I think it also reinforces like the fun aspect, because we were talking about the whole pressure of being in a career. When you first start off, man, you're just like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just doing stuff, and like, people are laughing at it. Awesome.
Yeah.
People like,
I can't
like
pay
what
my
I
rent
do.
With laughs. I try.
Dude.
And they're like, you're a lot of laughs short.
You're a lot of laughs short.
But I asked you, I wanted to know,
do you have
any stand-up? Do you have a stand-up that you want to do?
Do you have a sketch idea? I've got a bunch of them that are not fleshed out, so if you'll help me flesh them out. And
sure.
If you could hand me my phone.
Sure. I'm gonna grab my phone. All right, I found mine. Oh, boy. I don't know if my idea is funny or the dumbest thing in the world.
Yep,
oh,
yep, okay. I feel that too.
Why don't you start with one of yours? What's your sketch idea?
Well, what I wrote in my drunk folder is like the roughest, buffest, baddest dude who looks like he's got like really big arms, like he went to prison, walking down the street getting a vanilla ice cream cone.
Looks like he's got really big arms, like he went to prison.
Dude, no,
I
have
don't
you ever
understand that?
Have you ever seen prison traps? Like
prison traps?
Like trapezius muscles? Like,
yeah, no.
Have you ever?
Because they do dips a lot.
Dude, yeah, it looks like they have babies growing out of their arms.
Okay,
like it's the
I don't
most.
Know I'd like that look.
Well, it's a small. I'm not saying I like the look. Well, like
he seems like you like
dude.
It,
but like he's a small guy. He's got nothing but traps or
arms.
Yeah, arms, tries. They're called tries. And just imagining that dude walk down the street eating a vanilla ice cream cone, and like specifically, the street I'm thinking of is like Belmont, going towards Halstead, which if you don't know is like Boys Town. I think that's fucking hysterical.
That's a funny. I don't think that's a sketch. I think that's a video. And you have this guy walking down the street. He's just walking down the street, and he has that, and he kind of has like a mean look on his face.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
You like put a fake teardrop tattoo on his corner of his eye. And then he like stops and gets an ice cream, and like the music changes.
Just
and he's,
like
smiling.
He's like, yeah, totally, but still focused. Like he can smile and enjoy it, but he's still focused. Like he's got somewhere to fucking be.
That's a commercial too. So it would be like,
dude,
things aren't always as they seem. Here at Geico, we don't like to hide the prices of our, you know, it's something like that.
Yeah. Here at Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah.
We can put a smile on anyone's face.
All right. You ready for this one?
Do it.
My stand up, when I was little, I loved watching the Discovery Channel, and back in the day, Discovery Channel was like 99% animal shows, so I learned to love how awesome animals are, so my brain is just like filled with these animal facts, but now as an adult, it's depressing because I know animals are just so much better than me.
Wait, what do you mean by better than you?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you an animal fact and why that makes that animal better than me.
Okay.
Snails can grow a new eye if it loses one.
Cool.
I buy a new printer if it runs out of ink.
So dumb.
Raccoons are capable of forming complex social relationships. I've never talked to a stranger in an elevator. Okay, that one doesn't work. Got it. Vampire bats can carry rabies. I constantly drop my phone. hold on.
So dumb.
Some species of parasitic worms mate for life. I'm cooking for one tonight. My cat can jump from the floor to the top of a bookshelf. I can't even stand up too quick or I'll pass out.
Dude, I've done that. I haven't passed out, but I've definitely been like, oh man, I got really dizzy.
That's basically, it just keeps going on. I have just a bunch of animal facts and then how I suck. I think my best one is throwing the printer out when it runs out of ink.
Yeah, that one's a really good one. I have like, and you know what? I should have written it out and filmed it because by the time, like, I had thought of it at least last year and a half ago.
Okay.
Me and this girl didn't work out, and she breaks my heart. And yeah. Like, what I do is like, yo, I get a personal trainer. I start working out every fucking day.
Yep.
I'm taking dance lessons in rumba. Mm-hmm. I'm taking singing lessons. I'm acting like I'm going to every audition. I'm in every show. Like, mm-hmm. So it always plays in my mind that, like, you know, I'm going to be there with a group of friends, and I'm going to have a girlfriend who's, like, beautiful, and we're on a beach, and, like, we're playing, like, volleyball, and my hair is, like flowing. Okay. It's wet. It's just everywhere.
Okay.
You know, I look like Beethoven, who's just, like, really into a song, like, and he's just gotten really hot and sweaty, and, like, that's how my hair looks. And like I'm shredded as shit.
You're playing volleyball
with
you
my
look
girlfriend.
Like, with your girlfriend, you look like Beethoven who's shredding
with friends.
Shit. Okay,
yep.
And
like I go for a dive for like the volleyball, and I bump into someone, and it's my ex, and she kind of sees me living a dream, and she's like, oh, why did I let that guy go? And then I look at her and I go, and then I walk away.
What you're just describing is actually just fantasies and not sketches.
That's all it is. You know
you're
what?
Just,
that's
those are called daydreams. There's no joke.
That's what I thought it was stand up. Daydreams. That's what I do.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Here's an example of it. Here's one of mine that I came up with last night.
Okay.
We came up with it last night. There's some questions that you just can't ask positively, like, why is this wet? That's something that you never say positive. Why is this wet?
Okay.
Why is this wet? Why is this seat wet?
Say positively.
You can never ask why is this wet in a positive thing. And there's never a positive.
I'm trying to think like there has to be a positive moment.
Have you ever said why is this wet without saying this noise before it?
Ugh. Brownies.
Like, ugh, why is this wet?
Maybe how did you get this so moist? Like,
no,
isn't that the same thing?
That's different though. You can't say, why are these brownies wet? You can't, dude. Why is the dog wet? There's no water. Like, it's always like, if you're asking why something's wet, like, something can
be
wet.
It has to be rhetorical.
Yeah, you never ask, like, why is this surfboard wet?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know why.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Like, but, hey, girl, why is this
wet? Yeah, like, but it's like, why are my pants wet? Right?
Yeah.
Especially, and then I said it last night, like, especially if you're on, like, public transit. Oh, why is this wet?
Yeah.
If you touch anything that's
wet.
Why
is the seat wet?
Oh, why is this handle wet?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Can you think of anything that... where you would ask why is this wet that wouldn't leave something bad?
Why is this wet?
Oh, why is this wet?
Yeah. What's something like super sexy where you could say why is this wet? And the only
we talked about that last
night
too. It's like if you're with a girl, you would never ask why is this wet.
she'd be like, excuse me, get out of my house right now, please.
Oh, why is that wet? That's weird. Is that supposed to happen?
Oh, why is this wet? Did your waterbed break?
That's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Also, you have a waterbed.
Dude.
What year is this joke taking place?
I don't know how to do stand-up, man. I don't know how to do jokes. That's why whenever I'm doing improv, I'm acting and being silly.
That's what improv is. It's not jokes.
Dude.
So anyway, I thought about that. I thought that was funny.
That's really funny.
What else did I write down?
When you texted me about the scene I did about the two seatbelts, do you know what actually happened when I did that?
Oh, cool. Just so you guys don't know, we do last night... in a scene, Ian put on
two seatbelts in a car,
and
it was
a helmet.
Okay. It was the funniest thing. The helmet was funny, but like the two seatbelt thing, like he slowly mind putting on one seatbelt, and I'm like, cool, he's being safe, and then he slowly mind putting on a second one, and I'm like, that's funny,
dude. Like, I think that was, this is what happened. I literally, I was like, okay, I'm the good. So it was like kind of sports. We were playing a short form game. I put on the one seatbelt, but I put it on from my right side, which is the passenger side. So I was like, oh shit, I fucked up. And I hope no one saw me. So I was like, let me go get it from the driver's side. And then Nick says, oh, so he's putting on two seatbelts. I was like, yep.
Did you literally just say, as you were on stage and all the focus was on you, as you did something, I hope nobody saw me. What are you talking about?
I made a mistake. And so I was like, I went from the right side. I was like, wait a minute. That's not the actual side you put on seatbelts.
Well, there's no mistakes in improv, and that proves it because you did that and it was funny.
Dude,
but the act that you think that nobody saw you
because
everybody was looking at you.
I thought
in the whole
were looking
theater.
At Carly.
No, dude. They were talking about you, and everybody was looking at you. They said your name. Everybody was looking at you. No one was looking at Carly still.
It was so dumb. I was like, ka-chick. Wait, that's not the right side. And he's putting on two seatbelts. Ka-chick. Oh.
Here's a joke I have. It's about how we celebrate birthdays, and I don't think it's a very big deal. Like, we celebrate birthdays in America when it's like, congratulations, you survived a year in like one of the easiest places to survive.
Chicago?
Well, not Chicago, just America. But I'm saying, like,
comparatively to the rest of the world.
Well, this is why I don't think this joke's very good. But that's why I'm testing it on you, and you're gonna tell me. I'd be like, surviving in the People's Republic of Congo. Now that's an accomplishment.
Someone's riding the line of.
Is that too racist?
I don't know about racist.
I don't know. I feel I'm the white male in this situation, so I don't feel like I'm allowed.
I'm black and Filipino. If you didn't know,
yeah, nobody knows because it's a podcast. Yeah. But like, have you ever been yelled at as a half black man, half Filipino guy?
Motherfucking Uber driver tried to start some shit with me,
dude. When?
Like this past Friday. It's I'm running late for a show. I order an Uber. And the guy calls me, he's automatically, like, super rude, demanding. He's like, where are you? You need to be downstairs right now. Blah, 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 blah.
You have 2 minutes.
And I was like, dude, I have 2 minutes. You just got here. Like, I'll be there in a second. I come down. There's no traffic. He's waiting on the corner. He's just impatient.
Cool.
The thing is, when we get him, he's driving super reckless.
Yeah.
He's, like, ranting about the people on the road. It's me and some other guy because
hey, cool. This is a lot of a backstory. It sounds like you did something bad before he yelled at you, but go ahead.
No, it's not.
Okay, keep going.
So, like, okay, we get to the theater and I get out and like I close his door and I may have slammed it. I don't know. The director of the show I was in saw it and he said I didn't slam it. Anyway,
okay.
I close the door.
Also, just to be fair, different if you're not used to that car door. I've accidentally slammed doors, and then I so then I've had Uber drivers before I even get out be like, please don't slam it.
Yeah.
So like it's, and sometimes, yeah. So
and
go
I
ahead.
Get it. Like it wasn't my intention. I wasn't like, man,
fuck this.
Fuck guy. Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Sometimes you know, and sometimes you're getting out fast because you're like, this other person, I want to go quick. And you end up accidentally slamming the door, but go ahead.
So, I get out, I close the door and I'm walking to the show. I'm saying hi to my director. The guy, he's like yelling at me. Hey, why'd you slam my door? Blah, 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 blah. Why'd you slam it? Da, da. And he's looking at me. I'm like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. My bad. He looks at me.
Okay.
Why did you slam my door? What is this? Where are you going? Blah, 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 blah. Why would you slam it? It's like, dude, I said I'm sorry. Yeah. I accept the responsibility. I think he took that pause because the argument was over. Like, I wasn't going to give him a fight. But he was getting so aggressive that I was like, oh. So
And do you think that was because you're a black guy?
I think it was because I was just skinny and he thought I was small.
Dude, you're not small. Yeah. You don't look skinny to me.
Do I not look skinny? I feel skinny. I feel like, because I've got
Dude, your
bones.
Arms are as big as mine and I'm twice the size of you.
No.
Look at, yeah, dude. We have the same size arms. So.
But like, I mean, as far as racist things happen, it usually comes from people saying like, you don't act black. Are you really black? You're not really black.
Well, you're not really black. You're halfsies.
I'm both. And
you are both.
It's like there is a need to.
I can't believe people even say that you don't act black.
It's a pressure to conform to the image of what some people perceive a culture to be. Because then I ask them like, do I act Asian? And it's like, no, what does that mean? It's like, yeah, what does exactly. acting black mean? Like, do you want me to be Lil Wayne?
That's really weird to say, especially in Chicago when there's like so it's so diverse.
Oh, dude. Like, I get it from white people and black people. You know, I'm not black enough sometimes or sometimes.
Oh, yeah, I know about that stuff. I talked to Patrick Rowland about that.
For sure. Like, Patrick that guy's so nice. So he grew up where my father grew up.
He grew up in the South Side, yeah.
He grew up in Inglewood.
Yeah, he didn't mess around. He got shot.
He got shot.
He got shot. Toughest for no reason.
Yeah. Toughest neighborhood in Chicago. Like, yep. It's the roughest.
And he is the nicest guy.
Nicest guy.
He's way nicer than I am. And he cool. had a worse childhood than I did. Well, I don't know if he had a worse childhood. He got yeah. shot, though.
Well, I have to compare childhoods. But
yeah.
But people tell him that. People tell him
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he tells
that. And it's a fucking insane.
Especially I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Are you just because you're not mean? You're
not black enough? It's because you don't seem black? I'm not threatening or because I'm not articulate.
I know, you're pretty threatening. Just so you guys can't see, he's got guns on him. He's got a bunch of knives.
Yeah, I'm riddled
He's wearing
tattoos.
A White Lives Don't Matter shirt.
Fucking idiots. Oh my god.
Dude, I'm gonna make those shirts.
You gotta make it and sell them on Facebook.
Okay, that's a real dumb thing to say. Okay, anything else before we wrap up?
Hey, thanks for joining the Ian podcast. And the way we always end every Ian podcast is by me asking him if there's one thing that you don't want to brag about yourself, but you secretly really want to brag about. Like it's like, yo, I work in soup kitchens, but no one ever knows it. Like secretly.
Oh, then I don't want to tell it on the podcast.
That's why I want to know it. That way it can get out and you didn't bring it up. It's like, you know.
All right. I donate my time and money to a couple no-kill animal shelters around town.
Really?
I specifically don't tell anybody because I think that if I'm telling people about it, then that like then I'm doing it for me, and I really want to do it because I love animals so much.
Dude, I didn't know you were such an animal lover.
Dude, I love cats,
That's
man.
That's awesome.
I love cats. So I guess if I'm already saying it, you guys, Treehouse Animal Shelter.
Fuck yeah, dude.
In Chicago. Is and Paws always needs people, but they're a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. A Treehouse Animal Shelter is a little bit smaller, but they're a no-kill cat shelter.
Wow.
If you want to give your time to either of those places, they're always looking for people.
Dude, that's so awesome. Yes, so.
Yeah, good. Now that's out, and I feel a little bad. But okay.
What? Why? I asked you to do
okay.
it.
Okay, I don't know.
No, no. And by the way, keep this bit in where you're getting really shy and vulnerable. I want that in. If it's not in, I'm going to come into your house and all fuck
right.
you up.
All right. I just kind of like, I actually kind of just enjoyed that nobody knew that. All right.
Oh, no. Did I ruin it?
No, it's fine. Now I just got to do something else.
I got to find
I do other stuff. I did something else the other day that I'm not cool. going to tell you about. So
okay.
Suck on that one.
No.
Thanks for having me on.
thanks for letting me use all your stuff. Appreciate it. Bye, my loyal fans on Try This Podcast with Robert Bacon. This is the Ian Podcast. Bye.
Is this week's episode of Try This Podcast. If you like this podcast and want more, you can listen to all our episodes over at trythispodcast.com or on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or Pocket Cast. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can check out my posters over at mariomaps.com. That's mariomaps.com. This week, I just finished a new poster where you could submit a photo of your pet, and I will Photoshop that photo on an astronaut for your poster. It is super silly, it is super fun, and it's pretty popular already. That's mariomaps.com. Or you could subscribe to us, and you can get new episodes every Wednesday. That's super fun. That's it. Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have on a new guest, and we'll do the podcast that they have always wanted to do. I'm Robert Bacon. Keep trying.
We went and tried this, and saw what transpired. This particular podcast filled our desires. We had a lot of fun and it was full of wit. Robert Bacon was our host and he's full of shit. We went and tried this, now that it's done, it's been was before we did it ever. Podcast.
You're drunk.